My dad always told me, son, you fight fire with fire, and that's why they never let him wear one of those red hats. They used water down there at the fire department.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you'd like to have a little fun today, ask a pastor about something that's gone wrong at a wedding. My pastor friend Al told me he would rather perform 20 funerals than one wedding. I asked why. Because things go wrong at weddings, he said. Then he started to laugh, and he told me some of the most fabulous stories. Here are just a few. While coming down the aisle together to music from Star Wars, the bride and her father fought with lightsabers. The pastor and groom had no idea what was happening. As a soloist was singing in a loud, operatic voice, a fly flew into her mouth. The song concluded early. Years ago, you know, I used to videotape weddings, and I captured more than my fair share of faintings. But at a more recent wedding, the bride fainted 4 times. They finally sat her in a folding chair. Her father, the minister, concluded the service with these words, "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling." Well, the ceremony concluded with hilarious laughter. Sometimes the sound guy makes a mistake. At one wedding, he started the wrong music. As the bride came down the aisle, the audience was treated to the old classic song, "The Lady is a Tramp." Wow. As the pastor officiated a beach wedding, a man rode up in a paddle boat and said, "Don't do it!" Another outdoor wedding had an unusual guest, a stray dog that kept bringing a tennis ball to the minister and putting it at his feet. In lieu of an honorarium for the wedding service, the bride made the minister 2 homemade pies. He said, "They were so bad we threw them away." When the bride later asked, "How were the pies?" he told her, "Pies like that don't last long at our house." So she made him 2 more. Well, when these curveballs come along, a sense of humor helps. I don't know what kind of work you're involved in today, but let me encourage you with this. Something will go wrong. It's true. I hope it's something very small, but there are times when it's bigger than we could have ever anticipated. My wife and I have been through our share of hardship in life. So whatever size of a mess you encounter today, remember 3 things that have helped bring the joy back for us. The first one is this: God knows about it. In Matthew 10, Jesus says that not a single sparrow falls to the ground without our Father knowing. And God pays even greater attention to us. God knows about it. The second thing is this: God will help you handle it. Whoever said God never gives us more than we can handle has never visited my dentist. Or maybe I should say they've never hung around me very much. We get more than we can handle, so we turn to the only one big enough to help us handle it. That's when we grow. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. The third thing is this: God will bring good from it. I didn't say God will explain it or fix it or make it go away, but he will redeem it. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, but when they were starving and famished, they came to Egypt for grain. Guess who was in charge? Joseph. He told his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Romans 8:28 assures us that God knows us far better than we know ourselves, and we can be sure that every detail in our lives is being worked into something good. I told these things to Pastor Al, and he agreed with me, of course. But he couldn't help warning me to shut my phone off when I'm at a wedding. Seems that at one wedding, during the sacred vows, a guest's GPS loudly proclaimed, "You have reached your destination."
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good." Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.